You are listening to the Victory Podcast. We hope this message will find favor in your life. For more updates about Victory, log on to victory.org.ph and bookmark our website in your browser. Now, here's your message.
Last week, Pastor Romel preached about the first installment, All Weather. Our joy is found in no one else, is found only in Christ. Do you agree? Now, we're talking about another weather. Diba sabi nila, panapanahon, ang buhay ay weather-weather lang. Sunny day. Sunny day tayo ngayon. Eh. Sunny day. Ano nga? Barney ba yun? Hindi Barney yun, bro. Sesame Street. Batibot. Ibang generasyon ka talaga, bro. Pag sunny day, okay, ano ba yung hindi mo isinusuot pag sunny day? Anybody, can you just, from where you are, just shout out. Jacket, ano pa? Sweater, yun din yun. Boots? Hoodie. Okay, ano pa? Ha? Huh? Raincoat. Hindi ka magsusuot ng raincoat pag sunny day. Okay, ano pa? Scarf. Huwag magsusuot ng scarf. Magkakabungang araw. Dark clothes. Bakit? Dahil sa radiation. Next. Because we absorb the color of the... Huwag na. Okay. Ano pa hindi natin isinusot? Pag rainy day ba, magsusot ka ng sunglass? Yes. No. Depende. Pag may wiper yung sunglass mo, pwede. Okay. So, we want to watch the news to find out the weather so that we can dress appropriately. Correct? And it's very important for us to know the weather patterns every so often so that we can also, plan our activities. Lalo na kung babiyahe tayo, ano ba yung dadaanan natin, madulas ba, mabato, yung mga ganun. So, sunny days and weather are very important. But sunny days in our daily life, in our spiritual walk, speaks of our spiritual heights. Okay? Allow me to just use that. Sunny days, spiritual heights. In the scripture that we just read, it talks about, the Apostle Paul talking about glory in Christ. What does it mean to glory? Alam niyo yung glory? Ano nga movie yun? Yung show me the glory. The Blackjack, you know? I still can't remember his name after one service of preaching. Si Blackjack. Okay, anyway. It talks about the glory. You know, when I tell you what are your glory days, will you still remember the glory days when you used to, okay, take off your shirt and look at yourself. Ang guwapo mo. Nakita mo yung katawan mo talagang, di ba? Or when you used to be awarded after academic school year, talagang sinasabitan ka ng medal. Tapos nakita mo yung valediktor, ang dami ng medal. Ako din, madami din ako medalya. Sunuot mo lahat ng medalya mo. Kahit puro athletics yung medalya mo para lang makita, di ba? Ma-picturean ka lang. Dalhin mo lahat ng tropeyo mo, di ba? Or do you still remember yung mga highs ninyo, yung mga sunny days when you got your first job? Wow. Parang hindi kayo natuwa, no? First job. Sweldo ko noon, 3,000. Sa gitna ng EDSA Dos Revolution. Hindi masyadong glorious eh. Pero, do you still remember the glory days when you got your first pay? Hindi rin kayo natuwa, no? Parang may nakihati sa akin, hindi ko na maalala kung saan napunta yung sweldo, eh, no? Or your first promotion? Hindi pa rin masaya. Wala bang sunny days dito? Or nung nag-lay down ka ng intention, manligaw at sabi niya, yun! Kaya, bakit kayo nagmamasahe dyan? Ha? Mamaya, usap tayo. Ha? Okay? Or yung nanliligaw ka, tapos nag-propose ka for marriage and sabi niya, Naalala niyo pa ba yun? Anong ginawa niyo nun? Nalaglag ba yung puso niyo, tumalon sa langit? Ano yung ginawa niyo? Hanggang saan yung ngiti mo, ababa sa tenga? Gano'ng kataas ka tumalon? Gano'ng kalakas ka sumigaw? Yeah! Gumawa ganun ka pa, no? I remember one of the highs in my life was when I auditioned for a theater play. This was a Shakespearean play in UP. It was a musical. And lo and behold, they were going to pay you 2,000 pesos per show. And the schedule was already booked kasi nakontrata mga schools, elementary schools sa Metro Manila. Mga ano. This was UP Theater. Big time to. At kung may musical role ka, additional 2 pesos kung may singing roles ka. Talagang ano, nasilaw sa pera eh. No? Mamaya, darating tayo sa ano, materialism muna tayo. Talagang gusto ko talagang mag-audition kasi I've never had a major play. I wrote plays. I was always on the background. Somehow, my academic life would not match, you know, having an artist's life. So, I audition. Nag-audition ako. Talagang binigay ko yung buhay ko. Tapos, alam mo ba, tinext ako yung mamalalaking pang cellphone. Pag-text sa akin, you passed the audition! Yes! Oh, artista na to! Broadway, here I come! Kaya lang, nung nagpa-practice na kami, nalaman ko na yung Shakespearean Company, puro lalaki pala. So, yung role ko, dahil tenor yung boses ko, pambabae yung role ko. Tapos yung mga lalaki, yung mga, tapos may mga eksena na, sasabihin ng director, go ahead, kiss her! Walk out ako. That was the end of my artistic career. Hi. Hindi nagtatagal eh. Pero alam nyo ba, when you talk about glory in Christ, it can be all weather in your heart. When you talk about glory in Christ, it's not just one of those days. You talk about something that's eternal. You talk about something that cannot be taken from you. Glory in Christ is our destiny in Christ. And I wanna ask you, in a day of promotion, in times when your prayers are being answered left and right, when the blessing is raining cats and dogs, and more, when your health is well, when your family is doing great, everybody's serving the Lord, when your work keeps on promoting you, when people are looking after you to get an audience with you, to teach them, to train them, to equip them, when you have consultation, you know, when you have so many hours outside of your work, as if people just getting you to pay you for what you can serve them with, when there's blessing abundance, when there's favor, how do we posture our heart? It is one thing to seek God when you're in a stormy time, windy time. You know, when there's problems in life and crisis. But that's another day. That's another preaching. But when you're on a sunny day, how do you posture your heart? When people are praising you for what you are doing. When people say, grabe bro, grabe yung prayer mo. Answered lahat ng prayer mo. Grabe bro, yung paglit mo ng worship kanina. Grabe bro. Anointed bro. Amoy anointing. Diba? What do you do when people commend you? How do you respond? Hindi? Hindi ako yun? Is that the proper response? The Bible says in Proverbs 27:21, a man is tested by the praise he receives. How do you respond when you are being exalted? When you are being honored? When you are being promoted. Let me tell you, this too is a test in life. And the Bible has an answer for this. And that is what we want to talk about. In Philippians chapter 3 says, finally, brothers, rejoice in the Lord. It is no trouble for me to write the same things to you again. And it's a safeguard for you. Watch out for those dogs. Huh? Beware of dogs. Those men who do evil. Talking about men who were teaching things. Mutilators of the flesh. Talking about false gospel. Sinasabi nila, ganito, para maligtas, kailangan sundan nyo yung batas ng mga Hudyo, kailangan ganito din kayo. This was Philippi. And the Apostle Paul was writing from prison. Sabi niya, for it is we who are the circumcision, who worship by the Spirit of God. Talking about covenant keeping with God. Who glory in Christ. Kami yon, tayo yon. Tayo yung may glory in Christ. Sabi niya, and we are a people who put no confidence on the flesh. I want for you to get your pen and mark that in your Bible, glory in Christ Jesus. Because glorying in Christ Jesus can be addicting, but can also be misleading sometimes if we do not have the right perspective. What does it mean to glory in Christ? And circle also the praise, put no confidence in the flesh and make it an imperative in our life. Where do you get your confidence every day? You wake up in the morning, are you confident because you're confident because you have a job? You're confident because you have health? You're confident because your loved ones are safe and are well with you? You're confident because you know that you're thinking right? Maayos naman ako eh. Meron akong kakainin. Meron akong pera sa banko. Maayos yung tahanan ko. Meron akong pinag-iipunan na bahay. Meron akong sasakyan. I'm good. I think I'm good. Is that our posture on a sunny day? He says, put no confidence in the flesh. And it says, though I myself have reasons for confidence. And allow me to just read this from the apostle po. Intindi nito. If anyone else he thinks, okay? Anyone else thinks he has reasons to put confidence in the flesh, I have more. Sabi niya, kung meron dito, may magmamayabang, meron ako mas pa. Dun sa ipagmamayabang natin. Sabi niya, I have more. Verse 5, it says, circumcised on the eighth day. What does that mean? It means I am a covenant keeper to the letter. Not on the ninth day, not on the tenth day. The Bible says on the eighth day. To the letter of the law. According to the law of Moses given by God. He says, of the people of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin. Bakit ba Benjamin? Kasi Benjamin and Judah were the only two tribes that were, you know, returned after the exile. So medyo tumaas yung status nila. Benjamin. Wow. Kung baga dito, ibang tribo yun. Talagang ibang city, no? Huwag na natin. So yung city dito. Sabi niya, of the people of Israel. And I think I mentioned about the people of Israel, how I got to see them. You know, they're beautiful people. But did you know that the Jewish people actually marked 20% of the Nobel Prize winners from 1890s to 2012? 20%. That's 177 out of 850 people who were awarded the Nobel Prize, including Albert Einstein and those who discovered DNA and the atom, etc., etc. Let me give you some of their names. Jack Black, Adam Sandler, William Shatner, Billy Crystal, Steven Spielberg, Ben Stiller. They are of Jewish roots. These were successful Jews. There were a lot of them. Beautiful, handsome people. In the media, in the arts, in the scientific field. What is it with the Jewish people? And mind you, I am not about to make the Jews our idol. But I want for you to know, when God has a covenant blessing with people, He will promote them. He will exalt them. You have not yet seen how God exalts a person and even a nation. The Jews today are a nation, a people. 6 million people, you know, scattered all over the land. Now 16 million people back in their nation, in their rebuilding. They've fought many wars, and the nations around them are angry at them because they always won their wars. Why? Because God was fighting for them. They have a promise. It wasn't because of their righteousness or who they are. It's just that it's God. God promised. And I told you about how when you see their land, it's all desert. But yet, I could not imagine why in their kind of desert, there was life. There was vegetation and the fruits were all big. Everything was humongous. Let me tell you. Nagdadala sila dito ng mga prutas nila. Hindi natin makopya eh. Yung blessed na land. And this was a people of Israel. So if anybody has reasons to put confidence in the flesh, he has more. He says, a Hebrew of Hebrews. In regard to the law, a Pharisee. Masabi nga ni Jesus, di ba mga Pharisee? They honor me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. That's why they're called far, you see? Huh? As for zeal, persecuting the church. Ano, passionate ka kay God? Ano, umaapoy ka kay God? Eh, palito ko lang ng post, pero compared sa passion ko, sabi niya, persecuting the church. Ako, pumapatay ako ng tao. Well, he wasn't boasting about his murder, but he was doing it for a cause. But I want for you to know, God did not call us to fight for a cause. He calls us to embrace the cross. He says, as for legalistic righteousness, faultless. Religyoso ka? Alam mo yung Bible? Sabi niya, ako hindi ko lang alam yung Bible, ginagawa ako yung Bible. Of course, at that time, he didn't know about the mystery of Christ. You see, when we put our confidence in the flesh, we act in pride. But the opposite is humility. Humility is confidence properly placed, according to Bill Hybels. Where do you put your confidence? Where do you get your confidence? There is a tension here between human achievement and Christ's achievement. If our Christianity is about our achievement, then we are the heroes and not Christ. You see, Christianity is not about what we can do or what we can do for God even. Christianity is about Christ in us. There's a tension between being self-centered or Christ-centered. Nasaan tayo? Do we talk about more of ourselves? Diba? Some people, you talk with them, they only talk about three things, me, myself, and I. Tapos ang kwento. We need to be saved from our sense of self-importance. We need to be renewed in our mind and understand that apart from Christ, we are nothing. Diba? Alam niyo yung, alam natin yan eh, pag papa-importante tayo, pag hindi napansin yung achievement mo, pag yung iba yung na-promote, ako yun eh. Ako dapat yun eh. How do you respond? But that's another day, that's another weather. But it's the same on a sunny day. Where do you get your confidence? On a sunny day, do we talk about God or do we talk about ourselves? When things are going well, di ba, kunwari, yan, umaapaw yung blessing, favor, napopromote ka, umaangat ka. Does it always translate to God's approval? Yung mayaman na walang problema sa buhay, walang sakit, pati yung mga pamilya niya, kung ano mang okay. Yun yung typical ano natin ng ano, does it translate to God's approval? Okay kayo ni Lord kapag ganun yung condition? Paano kung hindi ganun yung condition? You see, God, only God knows our hearts. And here, the Apostle Paul switches. He says, eto ako. Kung mayabang kayo, eto, beat this. But he says, but whatever was to my profit, I now consider a loss for the sake of Christ. Bakit? Bakit? Ang taas mo na eh. Andun ka na eh. Why do you consider it a loss for the... But that's so weird. May malaking question mark. Bakit siya naging ganun? Why does he even say that? Are you crazy? According to the standards of the law, you are faultless. But yet you consider it a loss. He says, what is more, I consider everything a loss. There it is again. Compared to what? It was being compared to something. You see, many times we compare ourselves with other people. But they are not the standard. Many times we compare, sana kasing yaman ako ni ano. Sana kasing promoted ako, kasing taas ako ni ganito. Sana kasing galing ako ni ganito. Sana kasing ganda, kasing talino, kasing lahat na lang comparing. You know, that's part of self-importance. And we need to die to that. Because the standard was never other people. The standard was Christ. And he says, I consider everything a loss compared to the surpassing greatness of knowing Christ Jesus, my Lord, for whose sake I have lost all things. I consider them rubbish. In the other translation, okay, manure, dung. It is fecal matter. I consider them that I may gain Christ and be found in him, not having a righteousness of mine. What happened to the Apostle Paul? Before he was to be Saul, you know, one of the students of Gamaliel, he was taught the law. And he was so passionate about the kingdom of God. Kailangan gawin natin to. Ito lang yung tama. Kailangan yung mga Hudyo. Kailangan sumikat tayo. Tayo yung bida. Tayo yung pinili ng Panginoon. Tayo yung mga descendant ni Abraham, ni Moses. Sa atin yung miracles. Sa atin yung mga prophets. Tayo yun. Tayo lang yung dinefend ng Panginoon ng ganito. Tayo yung may favor. Tayo yung tagat-tagat nakatira dito sa promised land na to. Kaya tayo nandito. Dahil yung Diyos natin dinala tayo dito. That was his boast. And in all that glory of the world, he lost the one most important boast of all, it is the boast of Christ on the cross. We may have many things to boast before God. But I tell you, it is of no value as compared to knowing Christ on the cross. We need to be renewed. Paul came from Saul who got served. He changed, and he was saying this because he saw someone higher than him. You know, when you're constantly looking down on others or comparing yourself with people on the same level, it's hard to find somebody greater. When you're looking down on people, you cannot see somebody higher than you. But the apostle Saul, when he was met with that blinding light, he saw somebody so high, so holy. He realized how infinitely sinful he was. Lord, sino ako? Para kausapin mo. Okay lang bulagin mo ako, pero Lord, di ba nung una sabi niya, who are you? Sabi niya, I am Jesus whom you are persecuting. That's what happened to him. And mind you, every time we boast before the Lord, every time we wake up, every day we wake up and just go into our work, we ignore the Spirit of God. Every time we wake up and just not even reading the Bible or uttering a prayer before God, you know what we're saying to God? I don't need you, God. I can go through my day. May trabaho naman ako eh. May kotse naman ako. Okay lang ako, Lord. Kita na lang tayo mamaya. Mamaya lang ako. Mamaya na kita kausapin. Busy ako eh. May appointment na ako. Late na ako eh. That's what we do. How many times in our day does God speak with us and allow us and just invite us to just pause and wait? How many times did He prompt us? Would you just stay 5 more minutes? Would you just wait on me 5 more minutes? Would you just talk with me? Not that God needed us, but He knows that we need Him. At the core of on a sunny day, is recognizing where do we get our life? Where do we get our confidence to live? Saan ba nanggagaling kumpiyansa natin sa buhay? Dahil may pera tayo sa bangko? Dahil okay tayo? Sino may sabi kung natulog ka ngayon, bukas wala ka na? Saan na yung kumpiyansa mo? Magagalit ka kay God, Lord, unfair ka. Nagsiserve naman ako sa church eh. Ang dami ko nang ginawa para sa'yo. Ang dami kong victory group eh. 9-11-1-3-5. Sa 7, sa service ako. You know, there were a people who approached, you know, in one of the stories of Jesus, Lord, did we not preach the gospel? Did we not preach? Did we not in your name cast out demons? Sinabihan siya, away from me, I don't know you. You can actually be doing the work of God and miss out on God Himself. And this is true not just for every, you know, for me, it's also true for you. You know, kami, lalo na kami, nasa full-time ministry. Sometimes we cannot delineate. Nasaan na ba yung life ko kay God at yung ministry ko? We cannot be duped into thinking just because we're doing the works of God, we are walking the ways of God. It's different. It's the walking in the ways of God that produces the works of God. Discipleship, walking with God, worship is about an alignment to God, not simply an assignment from God. You know, God is concerned about our character more than our competence. Ngayon, kailangan ko ng equipping, kailangan ko matin ito, kahit attendan mo lahat, siya, wala ka naman. Diba? Asan si Lord dito? Are you doing what you're doing because God led you into it or because you put yourself into it? Are you in the job because you put yourself into the job or God led you into the job? Are you living in a residence because God put you there, moved you there, or it's because you just put yourself to it? Are you in that relationship because God put you into it? Now, if you're married, you are in that relationship because God put you into it. Make no mistake. But if you're not married, are you in that relationship? You're getting into a relationship? Did God lead you to it? Or did you just put yourself into it and just pray, Lord, bless mo naman to? It's the other way around. He got served. And the focus should not be on the loss. A lot of people, ayoko maging Kristiyano kasi malungkot buhay Kristiyano. Talaga lang, ha? Because they only see the loss. Na-highlight yung loss. But there was a gain in Christ, he says. I consider them a loss that I might gain Christ. And this is what he wanted to gain. He wanted to gain this. I want to know Christ. Lord, gusto kita makilala. Lord, banal ka pero kinakausap mo ko. Sino ako para kausapin? Gusto kita makilala. Panginoon, makasalanan ako pero pinapatawad mo ako. Hanggang ngayon, pinapatawad mo pa rin ako. Gusto kita makilala. I wanted to know this God who forgave me of my sins. I know of no one else who loved me perfectly except God. My parents, the very people who raised me up and loved me, cut me off when I was walking with God. But I had to stand my ground. Have you come to a place of ground zero when you had nothing else in life to hold on to? Because if for as long as you're holding on to something, you will not know what it is to have a loss and you will not know what it is to have a gain of Christ. It is about knowing God. It's not just about knowledge of God. It is about a way of life, of walking with God. Sabi ni Jesus, John 17, this is eternal life that they may know me. It is about a knowing of who God is. The Apostle Paul regarded God very highly. Napakataas ng Panginoon. Kilala niya yung kabanalan ng Panginoon kasi yung Bible niya was a testament of holiness, of the holy fire of God. And when he realized Jesus is God himself, he must have asked the question, why, if you are God, you're already in heaven, you're holy, you're perfect, you're in the best place in the world, why even go to earth? Bakit, Lord? You want to know why? If just in case you haven't figured it out. You want to know why God had to come to earth? He had to come on in the flesh so that you and I can know him and believe in him and understand him. Because we could not understand fire and blinding light and earthquake. God had to come in the flesh so that you and I might know that there is a God who wants to communicate with us. Na hindi siya foreign language sa atin. Kasi tao, may intindihan natin. Yung iba, marami masyadong interpretation. But when you saw a person walking in the will of God, then we will be convinced that God is really among us. The apostle might even have asked the question, why even die on the cross? Why even die? Lord, eh, Diyos ka na eh. Eh, bakit mo kailangan maghirap? Bakit mo kailangan pagdaanan yung pinaka nakakahiya? It's to tell you and me that there is a way to die to self-importance. If he, though he held the highest office, the most holy God, held all riches and wealth, creator of heaven and earth, humbled himself to die, it was to show you and me that there is a way to die to ourselves. It is to carry our cross the way he carried his cross. Mind you, we are not to carry his cross because only he can carry his cross. Our sins are on him. Our sins are paid for. Hindi mo na kailangang magpapogi, magpanggap na okay ka on a sunny day. You can just be yourself before the Lord and admit to your need of him. And not only did he die on the most humiliating death, dying on the cross, he also resurrected. The Apostle Paul said, I want to know this Christ and the power of his resurrection. This was his boast. In Jeremiah chapter 9, in 1 Corinthians 1:31, it says, let him who boasts, boast about this. To glory is to boast and to rejoice. It can be used for good, it can be used for bad. To glory in Christ is to boast about Christ. Dati mayabang ako, ngayon mas mayabang ako. Pero yung pinagmamayabang ko ngayon, hindi yung sarili ko. Ang pinagmamayabang ko yung Kristo ko. Why can people stand and just preach? Why? Because they have something to say. And every single one of us can have that message. You have that message in your heart. Are you even talking about it? If you are to glory in Christ, and I want for you, beloved, kung nasaan ka, do you preach about Christ? You may not preach like this, but you can at least talk to him. Talk to people about how faithful your God is, how powerful your God is. If you cannot even boast about him, why even follow him? Ikinahihiya mo si Kristo sa buhay mo? I want for you to know, the Bible says, let him who boasts about this, that he knows me and understands me. That I am a God of justice and mercy. I want to know Christ and the power of his resurrection about what he's done. You know, Casting Crowns had this song. I just heard it a couple of days back. Sabi niya, not because of who I am, but because of what you've done. Not because of what you've done, what I've done, but because of who you are. That's the gospel. The gospel tells us that on the, because of our sins, we lost it all. We are eternally separated. But because of Christ, He paid it all. Bayad lahat. Kaya tayo, yung sinasabi ni Apostle Paul, it is a righteousness that comes from God and it's by faith. A righteousness not of my own. Hindi ako tama at matuwid sa mata ng Panginoon dahil sa mga ginagawa ko. Matuwid ako sa mata ng Panginoon dahil sa ginawa niya. And just in case you're doing what you're doing to please the Lord, I want for you to know, it's time to rest. Because God is already pleased with you. God loves you so much. He didn't save you to work. He saved you to be with Him. All this work is just an overflow. All this ministry is just an overflow of our gratitude and thanks to the Lord. God loves us so much. There is a power, this resurrection power, the power to witness about Christ. And you will receive power, Acts chapter 1, verse 8, when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses. The Apostle Paul performed extraordinary miracles because of that resurrection power. Is it just the Apostle Paul who can raise the dead, pray for the sick to get better? Is it just the Apostle Paul who can pray for miracles? Every single one of us can do that. It is that which the Apostle Paul wanted to pursue. And I hope that you would want to know that too. Not just a knowledge of Christ, but knowing the power of His resurrection. Resurrection presumes that there is a dying so that there has to be something to be resurrected. But if there's no dying in you, how can you experience resurrection power? Don't resist when something is being put on the cross. When you're being disciplined. When you're being tested. I want to know Christ in the power of His resurrection and the fellowship of sharing in His sufferings, becoming like Him in His death, and so somehow to attain to the resurrection of the dead. The sufferings will be for another preaching, another weather. But the fellowship of sharing in His sufferings doesn't always have to be a stormy and windy day. Because when you are tested in praise, okay, and you carry the weight, then you would know also a suffering for Christ. How did He live? You see, Christ called us to live in all weather. Whatever weather, we should know how to respond. Pag blessed tayo, alam natin paano mag-respond. Ganito ba tayo mag-respond? Bro, ang galing mo talaga kanina. Ang galing ng ginawa mo. Can you just say a simple thank you? And just receive that commendation. And then when you are alone in your secret room with God, pag kayo na lang dalawa, Lord, grabe. May iniluluhod ka sa Panginoon at ino-offer mo yung worship mo. Ganun magbaon para ma-exalt si God. Hindi sa harap ng ibang tao. Hindi, si Jesus talaga yun eh. Humility is not self-deprecation, putting yourself down. Humility is not, you know, a lack of ambition. Self-ambition is bad. Greatness is part of our destiny. Don't shy away from it. Blessing and wealth and riches is part of our destiny. Unless God had called you to minister to, you know, urban poor, and then you will have the grace. It's also a gift, you know, of ministering to involuntary poverty. But apart from that call, I don't know of any, you know, any believer is supposed to be the head and not the tail. You're supposed to be a lender to nations, not a borrower. If you're still, you know, in that weight of debt and pressure, let me tell you, God will set you and I free from all debts because God is the canceller of debts. I want for you to understand this is the resurrection power of Christ. There will be trouble in this life, but let's remember, 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 16, we do not lose heart, though outwardly we are wasting away, yet inwardly we are being renewed day by day, for our light and momentary troubles are achieving for us an eternal, everybody say glory. Glory means weight, bigat in si Lord. The weight of God, the glory of God. He is supposed to be the one to be the source of our confidence. So we fix our eyes not on what is seen, but on what is unseen. What is seen is temporary. What is unseen is eternal. How would you respond if Jesus was here today? Ginausap ka niya. Diba yung mga tao nakita si Piolo? Ah, Piolo! Nakita si Ann Curtis? Ah! Makita si Vice Ganda. Yung iba pa, papunta yung iba pa address. Celebrity, madali. Presidente, oh, grab, picture tayo, picture. Pag si Jesus nandyan na, meron ba tayong gimmick? Can you imagine the glory of God? Manifest glory of God. Stephen Curtis sang this song. Surrounded by your glory, what will my heart feel? Will I dance for you, Jesus? Or in all of you be still? Will I sing in your presence? To my knees will I fall? Will I say hallelujah? Will I ever speak at all? I can only imagine. Imagine that. And then you will have a picture of glory in Christ. Father, open our eyes to see who you really are, how high you are, how vast you are. Help us remember that your promise is abundance and that we need not be afraid because you've taught us how to posture ourselves in humility. You know, as we're closing up, winding down, would you open your eyes just a minute? Remember this, everything we are and everything we have is by God's grace. Therefore, we're not afraid of being millionaires or billionaires. We're not afraid of influence. Don't be afraid. Don't limit what you are asking from God. On the other extreme, practice laying down the crowns. Yung mga victory, yung mga tagumpay, yung mga answered prayer, wag natin agawin yung glory ni God. Wala tayo may pagmamayabang eh. He humbled himself. The highest, greatest person for you and me. Just remember that. Bow your heads. Father, in this moment of truth, I ask, Lord, that you allow us to die to our self-importance. I don't want anyone looking around, but I want for you to humble yourself by acknowledging God's moving in your life. If you're in this room and you're saying, I haven't really humbled myself. I haven't really been giving back the glory and praise. Would you admit to that and say, God, I repent of my sin. Because God wants to relieve you of that weight. Kaya minsan mabigat, hindi mo ma-celebrate ng mabuo. Kasi alam mo, hindi sa'yo yun. The glory is Christ's. The joy is yours. Would you receive it fully? If that's you, just nobody looking around, would you lift up one hand? I'm going to pray for you. It's a freedom. You're in a place of promotion and blessing or was in a place and then you just didn't give it back to God. I'm not talking about doing something. I'm just talking about just recognizing, Lord, ikaw talaga yun, hindi ako eh. Ikaw talaga yun, Lord. I see many hands. Anyone else? Yes. Thank you, Lord. Lord, set them free. Set them free from that weight that is not theirs. Lord, as they lift up their hands, they're saying, God, ikaw yun, Panginoon, hindi sila. At salamat, Panginoon, because joy and sleep will be great in their life. And Lord, thank you, God, for just that ability to respond in such a grace. Put your hands down. Just receive the ministry of God. Could you just stand up? I just sense, you know, just the working of God. Just stand up, everyone. Just stand up, everybody. Just stand up. Be in an attitude of prayer. You know, one of the tests of humility is when we can ask ourselves, how do I respond when people correct me? How do I respond when people insult me? And when people treat you bad, do you retaliate? Do you harbor bitterness and anger? You know, humble people know that it's not about them. It's about Christ. And if it, you know, syempre it hurts. But you don't retaliate. And there's grace in this place. Would you just release that? that heart. If you're in that place, you know, again, just you and God. Just release the people who have maltreated you. Release the people who have, you know, made you angry, bitter, or insulted you. You just, Lord, it's ikaw nga pala to, Lord, buhay mo nga pala to. You just release that right now. Just lift up both hands and say, God, I just want to release that right now. There's a miracle even in your body, even in your mind. Your thoughts are going to be much clearer after tonight. Your thoughts are going to be much clearer. Your sleep will be much sweeter after tonight. Oh, Lord, thank you, God. Just release that prayer. Just release blessing and forgiveness and just cut the issue right here. Just release. Kung ano man yun, sabi mo sa Panginoon, Lord, nakalimutan ko nga. Akala ko ako yun. Hindi nga pala ako because I am dead to the world. I have been crucified to the world and the world has been crucified to me. Just claim that right now. You are carrying your cross this way. It's not about you. It's about what Christ has done. Just lift it up. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Lord, release new life. Release freedom from this place, God. Lord, thank you, God. For Lord, there's going to be miracles even in restoration of relationships. Lord, thank you, God, for blessing that has been hindered. It's now going to pour. It's now going to pour, God. Lord, in the name of Jesus, I speak forth promotion. I speak forth an abundance of wealth being poured out right now, Lord. In the name of Jesus.